Attention. All right, this is on integrating directional picking and hammer-ons and pull-offs. Now, directional picking simply says that when you are ascending, meaning going up in pitch, down in gravity, and you're crossing strings, you pick it down. When you are descending, like going up in gravity, but down in the scale, you pick an upstroke when crossing strings. You don't have to. If you've never done this before, you don't have to make a big science out of it. Chad, you've already been doing it with economy picking. Economy picking is a form of directional picking. You guys don't need to know what economy picking is because you're not doing three notes per string yet. But when you do a pentatonic scale, Chad, it's only two notes per string usually. And so the economy picking thing kind of breaks down. So what do you do? Right? And similarly for Hillary and Patrick, when you're at your maximum alternate picking speed, which she and I mapped out last week, do you remember what the number was? Her tempo last week we mapped out was 160. So that means that's the maximum that she can do alternate picking, which is fine. It's a good speed. That's eighth notes, right? But what happens when you need a 16th in there? Like, this first example, 1A, okay, now the pick can't pick that 16th note because we're already at our max for 8th notes, if that makes sense. So if you look at it, example 1A, it's going to go down, up. Now, or actually, before I present 1A, what if it was without the note that's marked H, the 4th note? What if that note was out? She would easily go, I'm going to use you as an example. You would easily go down, up, down, up, down, down, up, down, up, down. Okay, right. You with me? And then that hammer simply goes in the middle, and it doesn't change the alternate picking system at all, does it? If you want to try that, go right ahead. I'll pause the thing. To clarify, we're in A minor pentatonic here. But as you can see, everything's fine. And then if we did it in the reverse, like, well, on the way back, the second bar of 1A, it's the same thing is true. If you took the note with the P out, it would be down, up, down, up, down. Right? And that's fine. That's alternate picking. That's no problem. And the pull-off goes in between, like, which is fine. Everything's fine there. So far, so good. Everybody good? But when you go to 2A, I'm going to go to 2A right now. If the 16th note was on the crossing strings, I'm going out of order on purpose to show you that when the 16th note crosses strings, the alternate picking breaks down because you would have to play, like 2A is I'm sorry, it's like with the metronome, 2, 3. I don't know if I'm playing it right. One E and yeah, I'm doing it right. The problem with alternate picking is that when you cross strings, see the note I circled on 2A, the third note? You can't get from an upstroke to a downstroke that fast because it's twice as fast as your maximum right there, isn't it? Right? So in order to play this, you need directional picking or what many guitarists do. You were asking me this last week, can't I just hammer the note right before that? And I said no, but the answer is yes. And having thought about it more, you can just ignore, you don't have to do any of this. If, like, Chad, you should look at this because you've already done alternate picking, but Hillary, if you decide not to and just do the hammer, I'm actually hammering the second note, even though it doesn't say it, just to prepare for the next downstroke, which I know is going to be quick. You could totally do that. So if you choose to do it that way, that's perfectly fine. I just want to introduce you to this, all right? So you see how the everybody see how the alternate picking breaks down in 2A, right? And similarly, when you're coming back down the scale, the second bar of 2A, it'd be, you'd have to go down, up, down, or I'm sorry, like you, it, to get from a up, the note I circled on the second bar of 2A, you, to get from a up to a down, it's impossible. You're already at your maximum speed, and now you're being asked to do double that. It's not going to happen. Not at that time. Everybody with me? So I know I'm beating a dead horse. I'm just explaining why things are circled. So in order to counteract that, let's go back to 1B, just so I can explain this. 1B, we have, let me see, it's, you're gonna go, just because directional picking says you preserve direction when crossing strings, it would be down, up, down, hammer, and then down, up. Just, not because you couldn't do it, but just because we might as well do it. If we're implementing directional picking, then you just do it. So that may feel a little different if you're not used to that. Please play the first bar of 1B, everyone. And so it's down, up, down, hammer, down, up. So it breaks regular alternate picking. We got no questions on that. That's good. Now let's go 1B. You could easily do down, up, like on 1A second bar. You could easily do down, up, down, pull off, down, up. But because we're crossing strings, we might as well change that to an up stroke, the third note of the second bar of 1B. So down, up, up, pull off, up. Change one note from the alternate picking. So this is your introduction to, you know, how it works on pentatonics. It makes sense so far, right?
Yeah. Could you change the...
Yes, you could change the like their first down.
Yeah.
Yes, you could. And you're going to see that in a minute.
Okay.
There was no need to change it here because you could already do two ups in a row. He asked if you could change the direction of the very first note. And the answer is yes, and you're going to see that on 2A. But I didn't feel the need to do that on this one, so I didn't. All right, so let's go to 2A. If you guys don't mind, Chad asked if you could change the first note. If you're improvising on the fly, you may not be able to. In which case, what do? You just do the hammer-on. You don't slave over. Like, there's no way to think this fast in real life. You just do a hammer-on, and you sort out the picking as you go. You just kind of do whatever. Like, once you get the techniques and the basic concepts on the fly, you just make it up as you go along, as you know. But if it's a line that's prepared, like, if you know you're going to play this lick in a song, if it's a lick in a song, you start on an upstroke because there's no other way to do it properly. Because if I had started on a down, like in 2A, it would be down, up, and then you need it down on the next note. You can't do it that fast because this, remember, this 2A is da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, it's impossible to get that. So you would have to start on an up. Up, down, so you get two downs in a row. It'd be... Yeah. So up, down, down. Try it. 2A. Up, down, down, up, down, up. Of course, 2B is the same business. We started on a down because there's already two ups in a row. We didn't have to worry about that. But notice that on the second to last note, even though we didn't have to because of the speed limitation, we just did it anyway because that's how directional picking works. So everybody understand the conception here. Obviously you could take these exercises to any set of string, any adjacent set of three strings. And you should. You should take it. If you want to explore this, then take it everywhere. But if it's going to be a big distraction to integrating where we started with all this, I'm pointing at Hillary, which is good, it's good to have these questions come up. Like, you decide, is this something you want to pursue, and we'll pursue it together. If it's not, then you just do the hammer-on before the pick, before the place that's going to mess up the alternate picking.
So, like on 2B.
Yeah, that's what I mean. She's asking, why can't you pull on 2B the lower one, right?
Yep.
Or just in general. It's exactly what I was talking about. Like, if you don't want to get into directional picking, you use the hammer-on or the pull-off, depending on the direction. She's saying you could pull up, like pick, pull off, and then the next note could easily be an up because it falls within the eighth note thing. Like, the 16th note is pulled off, so it doesn't mess up the alternate picking. Like, if you had that note out, you would have... If you had the second note out, it would be... And you could easily do down, up, down, up, down. And so... Yeah, you could easily do a pull-off there. And that's probably what many guitarists would do. Either way is fine. It depends on the articulation and whatever. I like you to mess around with putting 16th notes. This is only an introduction here. You guys, your mission is to stay in A minor, explore putting 16th notes anywhere in the bar. Like, we just did it on... Or we did one and two EN. Pick a series of eighth notes. I actually wrote some out for you last time. Maybe we'll use that. We'll make copies of that. And put it through all different possibilities all over the neck. And just see what you want to do. Whether you want to pull off or use directional picking, etc., etc. If you have questions about any particular lick or how to, your options on any particular lick, let me know. Yeah, so this is a document called Combinations of 1 or 2 16ths with 8ths or quarters. Maybe you don't even want to get to 2 16ths within the 8ths. Column A through H is just 1 16th through the 8ths. And if you need clarification on how these sound, let me know. But I'll make a copy for you guys.